The Shockwave Broadcasting System, in association with Minicon 14 and its affiliated States of Mind, present the Mercury Retrograde Theater in the air in Warp of the Worlds, or Shockwave, the Panic Broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the dictator of the Mercury Retrograde Theater and bane of these broadcasts, Awesome Wealth.
We think now that in the formative years of the next century, this broadcast was being monitored closely by imaginations smaller than mine, yet infinitely better paid. We know now that as sentient beings confused themselves about their various conceits, they were being stared at. Perhaps almost as hysterically as a man with a telescope might scrutinize the transient neighbors that snuggle and frolic in a tub of hot water. With indigent placidity, people went up and down in the earth, involved in their own sordid little affairs, apathetic in the insurance of their domination over this small punning fragment of solar flotsam, which, by chance or programming, we have extruded out of the dark mystery of time and temperature. Yet across 3 and down 5, minds that are to our minds as our minds are to your minds, intellects hip, cool, and undistinguished, regarded this speech with remote eyes and slowly and surely drew their borders around us. In the 12th year of our moon landing came the great discombobulation. It was near the middle of nowhere. Business was bitter. The fear scare was over. More robots were back at work. Men were picking up. On this peculiar evening, the Cosmos Service estimated that several dozen people were listening in on the radios. 7 or 8 were listening in telepathically, and billions of people were paying no attention whatsoever.
For the next lunar cycle, not much change in time. A slight karmic disturbance of predetermined origin over Nova Scotia, causing things to fall down rather frequently over the northeastern euphoric states, bringing a forecast of deja vu accompanied by winds of the old days. Maximum time, a week from Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest. This report from the American Bureau of Dyschronicity. We take you now to the Earthlight room of the Harriman House, high atop the little city in space, where you might be entertained by the music of Ramon Navarro and his all-robot orchestra.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we bring you the insinuating sounds of Ramon Robot and the Navarros. With a touch of evil, Ramon gets off to a racy start with My Spanish Fly.
Labels and jellyfish. We interrupt our program to bring you a special bulletin from Interstellar Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8, average time, Professor So and So of the Mount Ebank Observatory reported observing several explosions of incandescent bulbs occurring at intermissions on the planet Mars. Sir Robert Forrester of the Profound Observation Outpost in Tibet confirmed the sighting and described the phenomenon as, quote, like a breakfast cereal shot from a gun, unquote. We now refund you to the music of Ramon Navarro playing with you in the Earthlight room of the Harriman House, located on Island 1.
And now a tune that never craves favor, the ever-pervasive Star Stuff. Orchestra Navarro and his robot Ramon.
Laymen and gentlemen, irrelevant to our bulletin of a moment ago, the Government Bureau of Continuity has requested that all large observatories keep a digital watch for any further disturbances on the planet Mars. Due to the inconsiderate nature of this disturbance, we have paid for an elitist interview with a well-known authority figure and man about space. We take you now to the casual observatory at Wonderful U, where Shockwave commentator Helena Handbasket will speak with Professor Hohenstein Pilsner, senile astrologer of the Department of Unsolicited Phenomena. We go now to Helena Handbasket.
You said it, Walter. Good evening, mentals and gelatins. This is Helena Handbasket. I'm speaking to you from a very large pentangular room, very dark, except near the large hole in the ceiling. Through it, I can see the soft glow of neon signs in the night sky. But now it's time to leave the bar and go to the observatory. There it is, the casual observatory. Professor Pilsner is standing directly above me on a small student, peering through the looking glass. Professor, may I begin?
Certainly, my dear. You needn't wait on my account.
Professor, would you please describe the appearance of the planet Mars for the enlightenment of the audio radiance?
Well, I was looking through the telescope one day, and suddenly there it was.
No, I mean, what does it look like now?
Oh, much the same as usual. A floppy disk swimming in a sea of green. Diagonal stripes in not pink, quite distinctive now because the planet is at a point directly parallel to the Earth. In consultation, as we say in the star business.
Do these diagonal stripes have any particular significance, Professor?
Well, it's just conjecture, but I think it means that checks and plaids are out this season.
Then you are thoroughly converted that architectural design as we know it does not exist on Mars.
I should say that the odds against it are 1,000 to 1, but I won't. Which reminds me, I have to call my demon. I've got 20 karma points riding on Venus in the fifth house.
Hey, say, can I get a piece of that?
How
do you account for these dramatic shifts in the behavior of the planet?
I believe they were written in, Miss Handbasket.
Wait a moment. Someone has just handed the professor a sandwich. While he eats it, let me remind you that we are broadcasting live for the herbarium at Wonderful You, where we are talking to... One moment, please. The professor has just handed me a line. is this my line?
What?
What's my line?
Oh, get on with it.
Oh, Professor, may I show this to the audience?
Well, if you want to, it's just junk mail.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will read to you now from a polygraph addressed to Professor Pilsner from the Great Bayou Novelty Greenhouse. Your package sent by special transporter this PM. Expect fantastic stories in just 24 hours. Please send payment in full, signed Brad Rayberry, account payable. Professor, could this have any connection with the occurrences we've been following on the planet Mars?
A mere coincidence. See, it's only a second notice.
Oh, well, thank you, Professor. This concludes our interview with occluded star watcher Hauenstein Pilsner. We return you now to our previously scheduled schedule. And now a special announcement from Yahoo, Iowa. It is reputed that at 7:23, Anacondominium, a large flashy object believed to be a prop, fell on a Friday in the vicinity of Davis Quarters, Iowa. The flash was seen east of the sun and west of the moon, and the sound of the impact was heard as far as the eye could see. We have jump-shifted a special unit to the area, and we'll have our commentator, Helena Handbasket, on the spot to give you a second-rate description of the event as soon as she can get away from Wonderful You. Until then, we'll take you to the Redshift Inn on the off-color concourse of the St. Paul Spaceport, where Tex Specter and the Skeleton Crew are offering a program of danse macabre.
We take you now to Davis Corners, Iowa.
This is Helena Handbasket at the Hazy Sky Organic Gerbil Farm, Davis Corners, Iowa. Professor Pilsner and I made the jump to this conclusion in just 3 digits. I hardly know where to go, how to convey the bizarre set before me like something out of a model Arabian horse. Haven't had much of a chance to look around yet. Whoops, there it is, that thing right in front of me, nearly totaled in the furrowed brow of the hill. From what I can see of the object, it doesn't look very much like a prop, at least not any prop that I've ever seen. Looks more like an ancient vintage coupe. What would you say, Professor?
I'd say it was modeled on the 57 Chevy Belladonna. See the round table lamps and the Danish fins?
Ah, yes, the fins. The finish is half-toned in chartreuse and a shade of purple-gray. Curious speculators are moving in now. Just despite the efforts of federal regulations to keep them confused, they're standing in front of my line of dialogue. Would you mind standing on one side, please?
Don't you mean either lie on one side or stand to one side?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, I haven't anything smaller than an amnesty at the moment. What I mean is, you don't stand on your side, you stand on your feet, or alternatively, on your dignity. You lie on your side, unless you have an honest side, that is.
Well, I honestly don't care whose side you lie on, just get out of this script. Loonies. While the policemen are pushing the crowd over, here's Esper Hazy, owner of the farm. Perhaps he has some interesting factors to add to the events here. Mr. Hazy, would you like to tell the old folks at home as much as you can recall of this rather inorganic addition to your compost heap? Folks, this is Mr. Hazy.
I was listening to the radio when
Could you speak a little louder, please?
But I don't know any louder.
No, I meant just move closer to the microphone, okay?
Sure. Well, I was out slopping the gerbils, kind of half listening to the radio.
Yes, and then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was slinging food into the pit here, listening to that professor feller talking about his karma.
And then you saw something?
How could I? This is radio. But I... But I did hear something.
What was that?
Where?
What did you hear, Mr. Hazy?
A kind of screeching sound. Screeching! Like that. First I thought it was one of the gerbils was having a bad trip. But then there was this blinding insight and a crash, boom, and knocked me right off my stilts.
Were you frightened, Mr. Hazy?
Frightened? Nah. But it was a mite peeve lying there hip deep in gerbils. If I told them once, I told them 1,001 nights.
Thank you, Mr. Hazy.
Next year, I'm going to put in deacceleration bumps. See if I don't.
Thank you. That's enough.
And stop tracking feel across my nice, clean compost.
You've just heard the owner of this squirrel farm.
Gerbil!
Oh, sorry. A squirrel farm, Mr. Esper Hazy. I wish I could conceal the atmosphere, the miasma of this incredible mess. Hundreds of extras are standing in line behind us. Developers are trying to buy up the property leading to the farm, but it's no use. They're playing right through. Some of the more aggressive type are setting up tables on the very edge of the page. One official wants to ticket the thing. He's having an argument with an anarchist.
Oh!
The state wins. Now, fellow sufferers, here's something I've forgotten in all the excitement. Perhaps you've forgotten it, too. Can you hear that curious sound? Here, let's move the pickup a little closer. Can you hear that?
Okay, let's take it from the top.
We represent the lunatic fringe. The lunatic fringe. The lunatic fringe.
Oh, Professor Pilsner.
Yes, my dear?
Can you tell us the significance of that grinding sound coming from underneath the thing?
Sounds like it's in the transmission.
Hold off. The grinding noise has stopped now, and the thing is starting to shift. The membership is starting to fall off, and the child-proof cap is beginning to revolve like a door. The thing must be crazy.
She's a rocket.
Look, the dang thing's unhinged.
Brace up there.
They might be giants.
Ooh.
Ee.
Ooh.
Ah. Ah.
Lackeys and jelly beans, this is the most stultifying event I have ever covered. Utter pandemonium is reigning here, washing our hands of the Mad Hatter. The watch springs forward, falls back. They've had enough. I can't find work. I'm pulling this stunt with me while I wait. I'll have to stop this nonsense until I take an improved formula. Don't move, please. I'll be done in a minute.
We are sending you an overdue account of the activity in Davis Corners.
Lemon and Generals. Am I it? Beavers and Genesis. I'm hiding now behind a cheap facade adjoining the courtyard. From here, I can make a sweeping statement of the whole floor. More thought police have been sent off. They're forming a ragged half Nelson in front of the heap. Ominous signs are everywhere. I can just barely make them up. Your Galactic Express card accepted here. The director is scribbling a note to someone. I can't quite make out who. Ah, looks like Professor Pilsner. Yes, now they've done it. The professor moves off to stage right while the director advances something on his salary. I can see clearly now. And if you listen closely, you can hear the carp calling. Wait. Nothing's happening.
We revert now to our regularly interrupted broadcast.
We have now regained contact with David's Corners, Iowa.
Shifting shape again. It's now a large square obelisk, kind of quivering here in the morning light, oscillating a little more each second. Oh, this thing's no fun. It fell right over. The top fell off. I'll just shift over here a little more so I can see better. Excuse me, please. There, now I can almost see into the open top of it. Wait, there's something moving in the entrance. It's coming out. Now something's wriggling out of the building like a small fuzzy animal. Now there's another one, and another. They look like tenants to me. I can see their bodies clearly, cute as a Muppet, and about the same size. The eyes are black and bright as a button. Fur is V-necked with sequins dripping from its seamless nose. Now it's pulling itself out of the compost. I can make out a small plastic flower behind the ear. Good heavens, there's a jet of water springing from the flower, and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them as funny. The thing seems to be coming out of its slump. It appears to be looking around as though it has dropped something on the ground. Tradition has it that if the alien sees the shadow of a groundhog, we'll have 6 more pages of incomprehensible dialogue. There! Can you see it? No, of course you can't. But he can, and does. Slowly he turns. Step by step he backs toward the great dangling participle which he emerged from. Now the crowd's caught on. The gallery, the orchestra, the tender middle, the think tanks of motor oracles, they're spending everything. It's going my way! About 20 yards to my right!
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumspection beyond our belief, we are unwilling to continue the drama at Davis Corners. We will return to the point as soon as we get to it. In the springtime, we have a late entry from Tenor Alto, California. Dr. Denton, eating at a dinner of the California Utopian Society, exposed the opinion that the designs on Mars are nothing more than a momentary fad embraced by a few discontented malefactors and represented no essential revolution in design. We'll stop now for this brief encounter.
Ward, I'm home.
In here, June. Dear,
I think there's something wrong with Land Rover.
What's the matter? Won't he eat?
Oh, June.
Oh, sorry. Where is he?
In here, under the stasis field generator. See, he's hardly moved all day. And just scratch him behind the ears.
You're right, dear. That's not normal for a Pekingese at all.
What do you think is wrong?
Oh, I don't think it's too bad. I'll stop down at 10,000 puppy parts tomorrow for a new voice box assembly.
Yes, 10,000 puppy parts has parts for almost all makes and models of mechanicals, both foreign and domesticated. Need points and plugs for your Pomeranian, antifreeze for your St. Bernard, reloads for your Doberman. 10,000 puppy parts has all these and much, much more. Watch for our coupon special in your local news fax.
Here he is, Ward. Good as new. See?
Yes, that's our little fella. All fixed.
Oh, say, where's the lion? Fluffy, Fluffy!
He's in the children's playroom, June. I wish you'd take a look at him, too.
Why?
Just listen.
Yes, 10,000 puppy parts has parts for cats, too, and a large exotic pet section. Visit 10,000 puppy parts and keep your pets running
smooth.
Radio War panics East Coast. Armada protects honor of British sheep. And there's Limburger all over the skyway in the St. Paul spaceport. These are the rumors behind the throne. Good evening. I'm Walter Mumble with Preconceptions News of the Future. That's the way it's going to hell in the year of our moon landing 12. Our second story tonight comes to us somewhat over budget in a permanent press release from the Secretary of the Week. And I quote,
"Citizens of the moment, I shall not try to condone the gravity of these situations that confound our country, nor the apathy of my government toward the people and property flawless diction. However, I wish to impose on all of you a frantic need for exciting and unnecessary action. Hopefully this animated enemy is still confined to a relatively small part, and we may place our feet in the excessive forces to keep them down. In the real time, we must continue in the dereliction of our duties to those in the country and to help other people, especially those with names."
You have just heard from the Secretary of the Week, speaking from experience. Bulletins too humorous to mention are falling thick and tired here in the studio. We have information that the central portion of our audience is blacked out due to the effect of heresy upon power outlets and electrical structures. Here is a specious wire from New York. Cables from English, Cantonese, and Esperanto scientific dictionaries are offering resistors. Observers report continued distracting outbursts.
Rhubarb!
Yes, just like the ones in your very own home.
Rhubarb, rhubarb!
From the audio students. We're tempted to find Professor Pilsner, who has been around and seen it done. It is thought that he has been lost in further reflection. Here's a communicant from Basking Whale, New South Paw. Snipe hunters have caught a second cab simulcast with the first, embittered in the great beyond, 20 minutes out of luck. Unnecessary forces are proceeding with caution to blow this vehicle out of proportion before the can is opened and the worms begin to sink. There's nothing productive out of Girded Loins, Wyoming. We take you now to the battery of the Rechargeable Light Brigade practicing unique maneuvers outside of gender roles, Kentucky.
Range? 30-year-old Westinghouse.
30-year-old, sir.
Inseam, 33 inches.
33 inches, sir.
Record, 25 or 6 to 4.
25 or 6 to 4, sir.
Charge!
Ordering with intent, sir.
No, charge them!
Oh. They don't have an account yet, sir.
Then fire them!
Boom! 180 degrees off the wall, sir.
Hang the back up and try again!
Chicka-boom! We've got a hit, sir. They've moved. They've got the attention of some of them. The others are trying to deny it.
Quick, get the range. I'll get the lights.
I'm speaking to you from the roof of the Firesign Steelworks in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota. The ears you hear are ringing to encourage people to exploit the situation as the holidays approach. In the French dressing room of Our Lady of Excessive Cleavage, non-sequitarian services are being performed. All the locks are jammed. They're spreading over everything. People are trying to get away from it all, but it's no dice. They're counting like sheep. Now the chicken's crossing the road.
Drip cut, Starline Sugar Top calling. S-930.
drip cut, starline, sugar top calling, S-930. Isn't there anything I can do? Isn't there anything in the refrigerator? Drip cut, starline, sugar top calling, S-930.
You have stumbled on an all BS presentation of H.G. Willikers, Warp of the Worlds by Awesome Wealth in the Mercury Retrograde Theater. This performance will continue after this brief case. This is the Shockwave Broadcorping Castration.
You're a human. You're a proud being, and you deserve to be. After a hard day spent rearranging the structure of existing landmasses and subjugating indigenous species, you and all your human friends deserve the best no matter what they think. That's why you should be drinking Hubris beer. Hubris is made with only the most expensive imported ingredients so we can pass the cost on to you. And we hand distill every drop of water. We're proud of what we do, damnably proud. And we believe that when you go only around once the block, you've got to grab for all the godhead you can get. So make Hubris a part of your life. Hubris beer, the beer you can drink with inordinate pride.
As I set these words to music, I am obsessed by the thought that I may be the last living example of continuity in this day and age. I look down at my shaken hands, my inflatable shoes, my funny clothes, all that remains of the suspicious character that I once was, that I once knew. My friends, my colleague, my students, my principals, my stars. I wonder who's kissing them now. What sign are you? Am I bigger than a bread box? Does anybody really know what time it is?
It's howdy doody time!
In running down my neighbor's dog, I wonder why I waste my time hiding under the covers of this little black book when I could be out getting paid. I walked along the edge of the town, down by the old maelstrom. A shadow, a shape shifted before me. It rose up and became a man. Even in the dark, I could see he was heavily armed and bandy-legged.
Stop! Who do you think you are?
Well, I know who I was when I woke up this morning, but I must have changed several minds since then, a long time ago from the past.
Past, eh? You mean before the commercials?
Yes. How about you, stranger? Where did you come from? I can see by your outfit that you are a coward.
Yeah. How do you get out of this chicken outfit?
Try the trapdoor under the sink.
Thanks, I'll give it a whirl.
Say, what are you doing after the show?
I have a rendezvous with that. Hey, where are you going?
No, I have to finish my speech. Before the ratings fell, there was a general delusion that in all of advertising space, no wine would be sold before its time. Perhaps now we drink faster. But that is only a remote possibility. It may be that the construction of the ending is only the beginning. To you and not to me is the package perhaps addressed. How weird it all seems now that I'm awake. Weird to see the children playing in the traffic. Weird to watch the seersuckers enter the auditorium where the dissembling for pompous speech are taped to public buildings. Is there all that is?
This is Awesome Wealth, Landers and Van Buren's, lacking character to convince you that the warp of the worlds has any significant meaning in the schematic drawing of things. The Mercury Retrograde Theater's own favorite perversion of dressing up in a bush and saying,
"What?"
Starting now, we couldn't wash all your feet and wear all your Sunday clothes, even if we could reach the zippers. So we did the next to last thing. We changed the world before your very eats, and utterly destroyed the credibility of the author. You would be advised, I think, to keep your hands to yourself and wear your shoes at all times during the up-and-coming festivities. So, if you would like a tanned typescript of this program, tear off this tab and throw it away before it's too late, to the public for corporal sandcasting. In case we run out of time, your past will be cheerfully forwarded. Good night.